stars. That's what I like. Your music on your station, Mix 107.5 at 7:02.
Mix Morning.
Duffy Moon.
She doesn't turn into the Hulk. She turns into the Bulk.
The Bulk Henry! Me a donut!
Oh my God!
Feed me!
Hey!
The Bulk what donut! The Bulk man at diet!
Amber K.
You should never, ever do that again. It's me.
Wow, I'm sweating.
You're listening to Mix Mornings.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. It's Mix Mornings broadcasting live from downtown Clovis here on your station. It's the Mix, a Friday morning. Here it is, August the 25th. My name is Duffy Moon. Good morning, all of you friends. Around the room, a full house for you. Working on local news this morning. That's Carrie Kelly over there. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Doc Elder bringing you those local sports. Good morning, Doc.
Hello, Duffy.
Right over there. Minnie Coop, the intern, standing tall. Hello to you.
Good morning.
And that's Amber Kay right over there. Hello to you.
Hi, Duffy.
All right, here we go. You're not still mad at me about the Bulk thing, are you?
Not at all.
Okay. First thing on your mind for a Friday morning. Carrie Kelly, you're first. Go.
I'm convinced that children, like, their sole purpose in life is to ensure that you have no sleep. And they, like, make you function on zero sleep.
Yeah. In case you haven't figured it out, Carrie Kelly is the latest parent in the room. She's the one with the youngest child in the room.
Yeah.
How's that whole sleep thing going?
What sleep?
Minnie Coop, intern, first thing on your mind. Go.
Okay, it's a genuine concern of mine. In America, in a drive-through ATM machines, why do they have Braille on the buttons?
That's a good concern to have.
Because if they're driving, then theoretically...
I get it.
Right? Right. So, I mean, yeah. Why? So, seriously, tell me why.
Amber Kay! First thing on your mind, go!
Trying to think of that answer. No, when you were gone and KT Kelly was filling in for you...
Yeah, KT from Mix Afternoons.
Yeah, I learned a lot about him. And, all like, right. Some weird stuff, and he does something with popcorn that I've never heard of anyone doing.
Are these things that he shared with you in confidence off the air, or things that he shared on the air?
I don't remember.
Okay. Mm. Are you going to share them with me?
Yeah.
Are you going to share them with everybody else?
Yeah.
All right, so if you're having breakfast this morning, what does KT do with his popcorn? I guess we'll find out shortly. As far as weather goes today, mostly sunny and hot. A high of 93 degrees today. A little bit breezy. We'll see winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly this morning, dying down a little this afternoon. Mostly clear overnight, 61 for the nighttime low. Partly sunny skies for the weekend. Tomorrow, a slight chance of rain tomorrow afternoon. We'll see a high of 95 degrees with a 20% chance of rain late in the afternoon on into the evening. Sunday looking real nice for you. The rain will be gone, just sunny skies and warm temperatures. We'll see a high of 93 degrees on Sunday. Right now at Del Taco, the north side of town, 67 degrees. 67 here at the Mix Studios in downtown Clovis. With your music on the way this hour from Halsey, we'll hear from Charlie Puth. Imagine Dragons is coming up for you here in just a little bit. We'll hear from Katy Perry, Calvin Harris, and Pharrell as well. Kick off this hour of Mix Mornings with Ed Sheeran. Shape of You, it's Mix 107.5.
The club is
your mornings, your music, your station. Mix 107.5.
KT filled in for you, what was that, like a week or two ago?
Yeah, it was about a week ago.
Yeah,
a couple of
and
days
so
off.
So at 6, when the show starts, we do, okay, what's the first thing on your mind?
Yeah.
And he was all upset, and he said that he had went the night before to the theater and asked for a free refill on his popcorn.
For a free refill on his popcorn?
To back that up a little bit, he bought a thing of popcorn. He typically goes to the movie theater and just buys popcorn.
And then leaves.
And then leaves.
Oh, he goes there without going to watch the movie?
And so yeah. That's what I had never heard of anyone
can do
doing
that.
Yeah. I had never heard of anyone doing that. And when he said that, we got a couple private messages from other people saying they do the same thing.
Wait a minute. Don't they charge $11 for a small popcorn?
Yes. Yes, they do. Which is why he did the next thing.
Right. So what Amber was saying is that night before he went in to go get his free refill. Well, I told him that it wasn't going to work.
That's awesome.
No, it's not awesome. I told him it wasn't going to work because this was Thursday that he went in to go do the refill. He bought the popcorn the last Saturday. Right.
And he saved the bag?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. He was like legitimately upset because he had saved the bag and kept it in good condition and wanted his free refill, and they told him it was same day only. And he was so mad.
And he sat and argued with them because on Saturday, when he originally bought the popcorn, it was like 10:15 at night.
Yeah.
Well, you have to do your refill the same day.
Yeah.
And he argued with them that he bought it at 10:15 and there's no time to get a refill because there's like less than 2 hours to midnight. And
oh my gosh, I have so many questions. I have so many questions.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, A, that you could do that. You could just walk in and buy popcorn. I guess why, you know, what do they care?
Yeah.
You know, if you could spend $10 on a thing of popcorn, you know. But also, I guess I didn't realize they did free refills on popcorn.
I think a certain sizes, like the bigger sizes, you can get a free refill.
Yeah, I think it's like the largest one or whatever.
And good on KT, because that could be the cheapest thing I've ever heard, but the best idea I've ever... That is a life hack, man.
Yeah, and he does this all the time. Like, we will constantly, if we're wanting a snack, he'll go over to the movie theater and buy a bag of popcorn. That's what he does.
Okay, look. And by the way, I think your husband's awesome. KT's one of my favorite people. It's so expensive to buy popcorn there. You could just make some Jiffy Pop in the...
Oh, that's what I told him. And he said, oh, no. Yeah. It is not the same.
He, lectured Amber for, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
That it's not
and
the same.
And he went off about... Because I thought when he said this on air, I thought he was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Well, then Carrie private messages me on Facebook because she wasn't in here. And is like, no, he seriously did that.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait.
So but
this
why?
Is, like, real?
Is it because of the butter or what? Why?
I don't know. It's the mixture of the butter and the salt that they use and the popcorn. I have no idea. I have no earthly idea.
And he goes back 4 days later and said, I want my free refill.
And I can just see him sauntering in there. Yeah. Like,
what's funny is I am fairly certain that I have on the back table in my office an old McDonald's large cup from, like, I don't know, last month or sometime. I'm
Do
walking
it.
In today.
Do it.
I'm like, hey, whatevs. Doesn't say I can't.
The question is, how many people go to the theater just for popcorn?
I have never heard of that
before. I had never heard of it, but we did. We got a couple private messages on Facebook from people saying, yeah, I totally do that.
Man, I really want a hot dog. Shoot, I have to wait till the fair comes back around. You know, it's one of those where it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else that does? I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I hadn't either.
Okay, put that up on Facebook. I want to keep like a running tally. And by the way, if you're driving and it's safe to do so, 763-4MIX is our number. 763-4649. Do you go to the movie theater not to watch a movie, but just to get some snacks?
Because they're so affordable.
That's right. 763-4MIX. 763-4649. If you do that, we want to know. We're not going to make fun of you. I promise. I want to get that mindset. Why? 763-4MIX. 763-4649. Or hit us up on our Facebook. Get there from our website, heymix.com. HEYMIX.com. It's Katy Perry, Calvin Harris, Pharrell, Feels. On your station, Mix 107.5. Imagine Dragons, Thunder, your music. On your station, Mix 107.5. It's 727. On the phone, Melissa, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. Melissa, do you do that? Do you go into the theater and just buy the popcorn?
Yes, we do.
Melissa!
We go... We have movie night at Grandma's.
But Melissa, Orville Redenbacher, it's in the popcorn.
Popcorn and a pickle.
You get a pickle, too?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, at least you don't get the drink.
No drink. Okay. Popcorn and a pickle.
Well, I want to work where you work, where you can afford $50 worth of snacks for movie night. Melissa, you have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, Doc Elder's on deck with another look at local sports for you. The weather today, sunny and hot.
.com/gas rewards.
Wake up with Mixed Mornings.
Let's do this. We got to call KT.
Mm-hmm.
KT Kelly, who you hear every afternoon. Hang on, I hit the wrong button there. You hear every afternoon here on Mix 107.5. Does a great show for you, by the way. He's married to Carrie Kelly right over there, who does the news in the morning.
The number you have dialed
Carrie brought to our attention that KT likes to go into the movie theater.
Do you want me to
try and
say
rob
what's
him
going on so you can dial the number?
I have no idea. I have dialed so many numbers
the
at
number
this point.
Okay, so here's what we're doing. While Duffy was out of town, and so KT was covering, I learned that KT goes to the theater to get popcorn, and that's, like, not to watch a movie. He just goes and gets popcorn
right.
and leaves. And then he also likes to go back days later and try to get refills and is very angry when they will not give him the free refills.
Right.
So we're going to act like Duffy still doesn't know.
No. All right, phone's ringing. Let's get his take on this. He says he's pretty passionate about it.
Pretty passionate?
Yeah. Hey, KT.
Believe it or not with my phone.
This is his voicemail.
This is not his voicemail.
I swear to you.
This is his voicemail?
I swear to you.
No, it's not.
Would I lie about something like this?
Believe it or not, my phone's not with me.
Oh, my God. That's the best thing I've ever heard. The rest of what we're doing doesn't matter. I want to call back to hear that again. Are you kidding me, KT Kelly? From the Great American Hero?
I have begged him time and time again to take that off.
Oh, Amber, talk. I got to dial it again.
I can't talk.
Oh, my.
You know, he's worked here for, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah. I've never gotten his voicemail.
I have learned so many new things about him in the last, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, that was fantastic. That just made my
I need to have him record my voicemail.
Yeah.
God. The message.
Oh my. He's got some good pipes on. Some good
Believe it or not, not with my phone. Please leave a message at the PD.
Oh my gosh!
I stepped away, or I picked up your call. Where could I be?
Where could he be?
Believe it or not, my phone's not with me.
KT, I love you, man. I absolutely, you're my hero, my great American hero. Don't worry about the popcorn thing, dude. It doesn't matter.
I'm crying.
That was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
The rest of it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
I'd like to say he's normal, but you can't fight against that.
Well, he's a hero in my book.
Mix Mornings with Duffy and Amber. Mix 107.5.